This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, Oklahoma's teacher shortage is worsening. The State Board of Education keeps approving more emergency certifications for teachers.
That's correct. For the previous school year, the State Department of Education approved just over 1,000 emergency certifications for teachers. But during their most recent state school board meeting, more than 225 emergency certifications were approved for the upcoming 2017-28 school year. To put that in some sort of perspective, there were only 77 considered at the same meeting a year ago, so they're already well ahead of pace of where they were this time last year. But State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister pointed out another troubling statistic in looking at these numbers, that these are for individuals who have applied for jobs but haven't met all the qualifications yet to be a certified teacher. At the same time, there are 800 to 1,000 teaching positions for the upcoming school year that currently do not have a certified or someone seeking the emergency certification applying for those jobs. So statewide, we could be looking at a number of openings when the school year begins.
Governor Fallon has signed a bill to cut the amount available for the state's film rebate program by 20%, from $5 million per year to $4 million. How does the program operate?
This program provides a 35% rebate for certain expenditures related to movie productions in the state of Oklahoma. That covers goods and services that they purchase, as well as various wages and fees that they may pay. Each year, the program has capped out more or less near the $5 million mark and is viewed as very important and a competitive issue in drawing productions to the state of Oklahoma.
For various reasons, Oklahoma should be prime real estate for filmmaking. Why does this keep getting cut, which puts Oklahoma at a competitive disadvantage with other states?
Well, when you listen to the arguments on the floor, there is often the idea that much of this money goes out of state. And let me be clear, some of it does, because it is refunded to production companies. And when they leave the state, they then take that money with them. But you have to keep in mind that it is tied to purchases and wages that they pay here in the state of Oklahoma. These are things that might not otherwise be bought, whether it was a hotel room, or something at the local Walmart, or employing a local individual who helped build part of a set for a movie production.
Is there a misconception about who benefits from this rebate?
I think there is, because in some of the discussions that we've heard on the floor, it appears that some lawmakers think that it may be the artists themselves who come to Oklahoma to participate in these movies who are receiving payments from the state as part of this rebate program. And that's simply not the case. It does go to the production companies. And like I mentioned earlier, some of those do come in from out of state. But there are a number of companies here in the state of Oklahoma, some which would like to grow, that are receiving these rebates. Over the last several years, if you have paid attention to the Dead Center Arts Festival, for example, a number of the films that have shown there were locally produced and did benefit from the rebate program. In fact, my son several years ago worked while studying at Oklahoma City Community College in their film department, worked on a film that received the credit. It was written by Oklahomans. Almost everyone who was involved in the production were Oklahomans. And so that company, which is Oklahoma-based, received the benefit of this tax rebate program.
Interesting that Oklahoma is cutting support for arts and entertainment, as a new report shows the economic impact of that sector.
That's right. Oklahomans for the Arts released a study this week that showed the arts industry in the state of Oklahoma has nearly a $1 billion impact on the state. And again, this looks at areas such as wages and fees, as well as other purchases and sales tax payments that are made by those producing art in the state of Oklahoma or bringing art into the state.
Thanks, Sean. That's Capital Insider. You can hear us at KGOU.org and on iTunes. And if you have a question, we'd like to hear from you. Email your questions to news@KGOU.org or send us a question on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.